Hello, hello everyone. Welcome, welcome. I am so appreciative of you deciding to click on this podcast in this episode. And if you're new, my name is Akaimi McCoy, and I am the Christian therapist. If you are returning, thank you for returning for this week's episode. And I hope you continue to come back every time I upload a new podcast episode. So I do want you to know that anything that I'm going to be sharing on this podcast is not meant to be a replacement for therapy with a licensed mental health professional. Anything that I share is mainly for educational and entertainment purposes only, but it is good information for you to utilize and apply to your life if you so choose to do so. Now, for this episode, I want you to make sure you listen all the way to the end because there's a little bonus for y'all at the end of this episode. So just listen all the way to the very end. All right. In the meantime, sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. So today is May 16th and it's like 8:04 a.m. in the morning. And I'm sitting on the edge of my bed, anticipating my daughter coming home from doing a personal training with one of her clients, telling me that, all right, Ma, as you promised, you're going to work out with me today. So we're supposed to do that at 8:30 a.m. this morning. And I'm literally sitting here like dreading it. I'm dreading the pain that I might experience in participating in one of her workouts. See, she's been trying to get me to, you know, work out with her and participate in some of her workout events and even some of her dance fitness events. And I have just literally been finding excuses not to do it so often. And I had to try to figure out within me, why am I so resistant in participating in what she does? And I realized what it is. I don't want to experience pain. I don't want to be held accountable. I don't want to be getting instruction from my daughter because I'm the mama and I don't want her telling me what to do. I have all kinds of reasons why I don't want to do it. But what I realize is that old cliche, no pain, no gain, that's what it is. I don't want to experience any pain. And not only that, I'm always concerned that my body will not do half of the stuff that she is wanting or instructing me to do. And I know that's not true. I know that in time I will be able to do these things, but it's all knowledge in my head that I know will not make any change unless I take that knowledge from my head into my subconscious and develop these patterns of behavior that's going to benefit me. Now, I know that we, you know, get a lot of instruction and a lot of education and a lot of head knowledge from schools, from mentors, from trainers, from pastors, from therapists. And we get all of this knowledge and we know what to do to get better. We know what to do to improve our lives, but yet we don't apply those things. Why? Why do we not apply those things that we know will help us or improve us? Well, one thing that I have learned is a paradigm. We have paradigms that do not benefit our lives. And paradigms are just patterns or standards or, you know, ways of a behavior that are sitting in our subconscious and things that we just automatically do without even thinking about it anymore. And in order for there to be a real change, a paradigm shift has to happen. We have to allow ourselves to create new habits and new patterns of behaviors that will benefit our lives. And so what I want to relate or to anyone that's listening to this is we have to do a paradigm shift. We have to do our own mental workout and our own spiritual workout with the information that we've been fed all of these years. See, when it comes to a spiritual workout, most of us go to church. Most of us listen to sermons and some of us read the Bible and we look to do good and, you know, give to others and all of these kind of things, but we don't do it in a form of a pattern. It's just, or we do it more like a ritual, just so we can check it off of our list. Yep, I went to church. Yep, I read the Bible. Yep, I listened to a sermon. But yet we're not really working it out. We're not working out our own salvation. And so if we're so used to having people feed us, then at what point in time do we learn to feed ourselves? How are we actually applying what we have been given, or what we have listened to, or what we have learned? When will we do something with that that will actually make a difference in not only our lives, but the lives of others? The same with a mental workout. We can hear motivational videos and encouraging videos, and we can go to counselors and therapists and be given directions as to how to reach a goal. But if we don't apply them ourselves, it's a waste. So I want to challenge anybody that's listening to this, and including myself, because I'm still working on this myself, but I am challenging us to create our own spiritual gym, our mental health gym, our spiritual workout, or our mental health workout, and start doing stuff that will actually make a difference in our lives, creating new patterns, creating new paradigms that will help our lives or benefit our lives a lot better than what we've been doing. I know that when I finish this workout with my daughter, it will be good for my body. But if I don't stay consistent with the workout that she teaches me, or I don't have a regular routine to work out my body, even after she's not instructing me. So she can teach it to me today, but if I don't use it on my own when she's not around, then it was all for nothing. So I have to create a pattern. I have to create new behaviors, and I have to do it on a regular until it becomes the new paradigm. It becomes the new habit. It stays stuck in my subconscious as a new method and replaces my old methods, because that's what I'm playing off of right now. I'm playing off of my old. I'm constantly, when she says, "Mom, let's work out," I'm constantly like, "No, I got to do this. No, I have a client. No, I'm busy. No, 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 no." Well, when a new paradigm is created, I will say, "Let me look at my schedule and see where I can fit it in." And then when she is not around, on the days where I'm not working out, I get up on my own and I start practicing and doing what she's taught me. So I want to read a scripture to you that I got from listening to someone that was feeding me information in my church. And this scripture comes from Philippians 2, verse 12. And it says, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and with trembling." Now, we can read into that anything that we want, but what I want you to be able to get from that is the part where it says, work out your own salvation. You have to, we have to work it out on our own when people are not around, when people are not telling us what to do. We have to do some things ourselves in order to create the new habits and the patterns for our lives. So if you are trying to change a spiritual paradigm, when you read the scriptures, write down something that you got out of that scripture that applies to you and that you need to meditate on, and what actually sticks out to you when you read it. And then when you do that, try to figure out how you can apply what you've read to your life. When you meet with a counselor or a therapist and they give you some information about how to improve your or how to improve your mental health, or how to apply your coping skills that you learn, find out exactly in what way can you truly incorporate that into your life on a daily. So when you're not with your therapist, you can start, you know, engaging in whatever it is that you learn from the therapist session. So if you said that you do well when you listen to meditation music, okay, so when are you going to listen to that meditation music? You know, are you going to listen to it when you're in the midst of a crisis, or are you going to prepare yourself every morning before you go to work or before you go to school or before you meet with someone to help get your mind right? So how are you going to apply those things? And not only that, is make it to a point where it's a habit that you actually utilize those things. So when something comes up, when a crisis comes up, that you don't have to dig really deep to try to figure out what to do. It is so actively incorporated into your life that it just automatically shows up in your mind, and you know exactly what to do in certain events and certain crises and certain situations. So get a regular workout going for your spiritual, for your mental, and of course, you know, physical is always a plus. So, but just make it to a point where you're feeding yourself, you're applying it to your lives on a regular basis. Don't always be a consumer. Be someone that is actually working it out for yourselves. And when you do that, and when you, you know, create these habits and new patterns, teach it to somebody else. Teach it to somebody else. You know, yeah, they may just consume it and not do nothing with it, but share what you learn with someone else in hopes that they may decide that they need to do a paradigm shift as well. All right. I think I've given you enough to start with, because I got to get ready for this workout with my daughter, because it's now 8:15 and she's going to be walking in that door in a few minutes. And I want to get my mind right to be ready for her and appreciate what she is going to show me and teach me. So until the next time, good mental health, good spiritual health, and good physical health. Until the next time. So listeners, as I promised, I'm going to let my daughter tell you how I did. I can tell you that I'm weak, but I'm glad I got through it. Here she is.
All right. Hello, hello. So mom did a very good job for her first time training with me. There definitely was parts where she tapped out, because when it comes to working little muscles and actually focusing on them, it definitely takes a lot of discipline and strength to do so, even if it's just itty bitty movements. So for anyone who is trying to jump back into working out, you just have to jump back in and not just know that your body's going to hurt regardless. Like, my body still hurts after I work out, you know, for multiple days out the week. So it just, once you get past the hurt, you will start to enjoy it. And for me, because I'm a crazy person, I enjoy the hurt. Because me knowing that my body hurts, know that my body is in transformation. So if your body doesn't hurt after your workout, not saying that nothing is being done, but it's better. You know exactly that your body is in transformation when it feels like you can't walk. So enjoy the pain, because it's only for a little bit. It's going to be worth it in the end. So baby steps, and you got it.
So how can they connect with you, especially if they are in Atlanta, Kentucky, or Maryland?
So you can definitely follow me on Facebook and Instagram under Flex Gazelle. For Instagram, it's Flex _ Gazelle, and it's FLEXX _ GISELLE. Same thing for Facebook, just take out the underscore, and you can always reach me by email under flexgazellefitness@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Leah, and thank you for pushing me even when I tried to tap out.
No problem, Ma. You thought this was a game? I ain't playing. This is my livelihood.
Well, I so hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you decide to come back for future episodes. Now, feel free to share this on your social media platform for anybody that you believe might benefit from what I just shared with you. And you can also decide, if you like, to give me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. All of the information that I'm sharing will always be in the show notes. So if you didn't hear the website address, which is www.life-counseling-transitions.com, you can see that in the show notes. Also, if you would like to get a consultation with me or get an assessment done for mental health or just for a little bit of coaching or consulting, feel free to give me a call for a 10-minute consult at 404-759-4853. All right? In the meantime, be blessed. Good mental health, good spiritual health, and good physical health.